Hello everyone, this is Mia. 大家好，欢迎来到量声日常口语提高班。Let's speak English.
Today's topic is, do you think alcohol should be illegal? Most people consume alcohol responsibly, and in small or moderate amounts, it is healthy. Beer and wine are also used in cooking. Back in the Prohibition era, people thought that making alcohol illegal, the problem would go away. Well, it didn't.It actually made organized crime stronger because they were the one to manufacture the alcohol.
下面给大家讲一下用法。今天的话题是你认为酒应不应该被算作是非法的东西。也就是说我们是否应该禁酒啊。那么这个人的回答是
Most people consume alcohol responsibly and in small or moderate amounts, it is healthy.
那么这个人说啊大多数人喝酒都是非常负责任的啊就是对自己负责不会说一喝就喝得烂醉如泥的啊。然后呢适当的喝酒反而对身体健康有好处啊。那么我们来看一下前面他说 consume alcohol, 这个词指的就是喝酒啊。那么 consume 这个词呢只是比较更加的正式一点啊。然后呢 small or moderate amounts, small amounts 指的就是小量的 moderate amount 就是适量的适中的啊。那么这句话里两个连读我们看一下 consume alcohol, consume alcohol, 啊然后呢 and 和 in 变成 and in small or moderate amounts, 啊大家注意一下。下面 beer and wine are also used in cooking, 哎这个我们知道的很多菜啊里面都有啤酒或者红酒的比如我们的啤酒鸭或者什么红酒焗蜗牛之类的啊。
Back in the Prohibition era, people thought that making alcohol illegal, the problem would go away.
那么在 Prohibition era 指的就是禁酒时期是1920到1933年美国推行的一个全国性禁酒的时期啊。那么这个 era 指的就是时期时代啊不要把它跟 year 搞混了啊。发音是 Prohibition era 啊。那么早在禁酒时期啊人们就以为只要把酒给禁了那就不会存在酒鬼了对不对但是呢 well, it didn't.事实却和它相反的啊我们知道如果真的想喝酒的人啊表面上禁止了他们总能找到另外的方法去喝酒的啊。那么这里几个连读我们来看一下 alcohol illegal, alcohol 最后是 L, 所以舌尖抵上颚然后呢 illegal 连在一起就是 alcohol illegal, 啊 alcohol illegal, 但是呢这个读得非常快啊大家不用故意放慢速度读成 alcohol illegal, 啊直接 alcohol illegal, 啊。然后后面 would 这个词啊在口语当中也是非常快速的一个发音啊在这里我们听一下 the problem would go away, would 就这样就过了啊后面 well it didn't 啊那么这个 well 在这里是语气词啊可是并没有啊啊 it actually made organized crime stronger because they were the one to manufacture the alcohol事实啊恰恰相反虽然禁酒了但是却让 organized crime 就是有组织的犯罪啊更加的猖狂了啊为什么呢因为那个时候不是都禁酒了吗那么犯罪人员就想了那我就造酒呗这样的话就能够赚更多的钱了所以虽然目的是好的结果却不是很好啊那么这个 manufacture 在这里做动词就是制造的意思他们在那时候就制造酒然后再卖给那些真的很想喝酒的人啊那么大家怎么想呢好的这就是我们今天的话题不要忘记提交你答案哦 See you tomorrow